Welcome to the Journey Church Message Replay. If you were not able to be with us live when this message was delivered, or you just want to take a deeper dive into God's Word, this is where you can find the latest message delivered here at Journey. Be sure to click the subscribe button on the podcast service you are listening to or the video channel you are watching right now. That way you won't miss anything because you will be notified every time a new message is uploaded. Our goal here at Journey is to help you discover your real life purpose in Jesus so that you can make a difference in your world. This message you're about to hear is going to both encourage and challenge you to do just that. If you like what you hear, then go ahead and hit that like and share buttons below and leave us a comment as well. There are more ways to contact us down in the notes section. If you want to know more about us, then you just have to search Journey Church Eva online and on social media. Now, get ready and let God speak to you through this message today.
So let's pray and jump into today's word. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What an atmosphere of worship this morning, God. Just an open heaven, God. Lord, from heaven to earth, earth back to heaven, God. And Lord, we want that to continue flowing to and through this word this morning. Everybody say, give it to me, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Question. What do your ears hear? Say that speaker. Why bother having them? How many of you have kept your ears most of your life? They come in pretty handy if you want to hear something. Amen? Amen? See, you're waiting to hear something. Your ears perk up. Well, sometimes when it goes silence, and sometimes when I ramble, your ears tune out, okay? But it's amazing how important our ears are, and it's important what we allow our ears to hear. I had a professor, an instructor in college, that he always says, garbage in, garbage out. Oh, I wanted to smack him, but anyway. But no, he was a great man. He's going on to be with the Lord now. But ears are to receive communication that is spoken or commanded to us. Can I have a better? Go ahead and put that definition up. It is. It's communication of a spoken word, or it's a command. And we hear it, and then we got a choice. Am I going to activate what I just heard, or am I going to not activate what I just heard? And so many times when you hear what you want to hear, you want to activate that part. And so many times when we hear what we ought to hear, we don't activate that part. And then there's times there's things we don't hear, but we do hear them, and we shouldn't activate that either. Amen? So anytime we hear about sin and selfishness and immorality, we can maybe hear it, we can see it all around us, but that don't mean we got to act on it because we heard it. You don't have to react to gossip. Best way to react to gossip is just shut it down. Do you know gossip stops when it hits the ears of a wise person? Because they'll shut it down right then. Can I have a better amen there? Amen. But here's the thing. As good as our ears are this morning at hearing, without a voice, they're really just hanging out on the side of our heads. So there has to be a voice speaking something for ears to hear. Amen? And so this is going to be a little different starting out, but we're going to go somewhere. But now, how many of you know that for most people born, unless there's some deficiencies and stuff, you got two ears, one mouth. That means you should listen twice as much as you speak. Somebody say glory. Glory. Most people speak 10 times more than they listen. But a wise man will listen twice as much as they speak. Amen? But you have to have something spoken for it to be heard. Just common sense. Amen? So Mark chapter 11, verse 23, these are going to be the words of Jesus Christ. He says, for surely I say to you, whoever says, in other words, whoever speaks, gives a spoken word to this mountain, and he says to it, be removed and cast into the sea. Now here's the kicker, and that person does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he shall what? He shall have whatever he says. Somebody say, that's powerful. That is a powerful word of God right there. But it doesn't say, seek the Lord to speak to your mountain, does it? It says you speak. Everybody turn to your neighbor and say, you speak. God gave you a voice. He gave you some eyes. He gave you some ears. Yes, we should be listening twice as much, but when we speak, it ought to be on point. So whatever it is you're facing in your life right now, the Lord has put a spirit inside of you, give you a voice of the Spirit where you speak what the Spirit speaks out of your mouth. You believe it in the name of Jesus, and the Bible says it'll happen. Somebody say, get you some of that. Now, let me give you a quick question. You have to think a little bit. It's not a trick question. But what on planet Earth, besides humans and animals, have ears? Somebody says, he's fixing to bring out something on stage we ain't never seen before. Pay attention. He's fixing to do something. Insects are part of the animal kingdom. Ear of corn. That's good. Yeah, corn has ears. Amen. I didn't think about that one. Somebody slick out there. Y'all good. Well, the first thing I want to show you and prove to you that it does have ears. Go ahead and put the first note up. Creation. Creation has ears. Because if you go into the book of Genesis, there was nothing around, nothing in creation yet, but there was fixing to be a creation. And creation happened when God spoke the word, and creation listened. When he said, form the trees and the oceans, and let the land come up in the ocean, and the birds of the air, and the cattle of the field, they came. Creation, all of creation has ears. Amen? Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Then he arose and rebuked the wind. This is talking about Jesus on the sea, when the sea was tempted and tossed. That's his creation. Amen? And so it says he arose and he spoke to the wind and said to the wind and the seas, what did he say? Peace be still. And the wind obeyed and ceased, and there was great calm. Touch your neighbor and say, creation's got ears. Are there times we run into things in creation? Yes. Do you know you have the same power to speak to creation as Jesus Christ did? Amen? The same Spirit, again, I mean, make sure you understand something. The same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead now dwells in us according to Scriptures. And if Jesus spoke to the winds, you can too. As a matter of fact, I encourage you to do it where we live at. We live in Tornado Alley. And every time it's come up bad weather, that's one of the first things I do is I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I command the destructive winds to remain in the upper atmosphere as it passes over. Amen. Well, that's just dumb. Well, I think you're dumb if you don't do it. Amen. Call me dumb. I don't care. I'm just going to go with what I see my Jesus do. I'm going to imitate it. Amen. I'm going to speak to that thing. Amen? Amen. Go on to Matthew chapter 21, verse 19. Jesus goes by a fig tree. This fig tree ain't producing. So let's read it. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing but leaves on it and said to it, this is what Jesus said to that creation, let no fruit grow on you ever again. He cursed it. And the Bible says what? Immediately the fig tree withered away. He spoke to the created things. Why? Because he's the God of creation. And you say, yeah, but he's the God of creation. He has a right. Who lives in you? Has he given you a voice? And he's given you a voice, and he's given creation ears. So let me just ask you this. Who needs to be speaking to creation on planet Earth? And I'm afraid we've let everybody else speak to creation except the church. We've let them use God's planet for perversion. Come on. I ain't got time to get into that because I got a lot of ground to cover today. Let me tell you something else that's got ears on planet Earth. This ought to get you excited. Go ahead and put it up. Sickness has ears. Every sickness, every disease, every affliction has a set of ears on it to listen. And it's listening for instructions from you. Come on. I tried to keep it to two verses, but there's so much in the Bible. Matthew chapter 15, verse 30. Then a great multitude came to him there being Jesus Christ. So a great multitude came to Jesus, having with them, now look at this list, the lame, the blind, the mute, and the maimed, and many others. That's a list right there, folks. Amen? And many others. And they laid them down at whose feet? And what was the result? He healed them. Wow. Leave that up there a minute. Some of you today, you come in here limping. You've got an injury. I don't know. Maybe physical, maybe spiritual, maybe marriage. Your marriage is limping along. You're limping along emotionally, financially, whatever. You're kind of lame. I know somebody can speak to that today. Your lameness has ears. Amen? Blind today. Maybe you're blinded. Maybe you're spiritually blinded, maritally blinded, financially blinded. Maybe you're blinded to something going on in your home or something. Maybe you're blinded to your kid. Parents can get blind to their kids. Let me say that again. Parents can be blinded by their kids. Amen. I know somebody who can speak to that blindness. But again, you got to have ears to hear. What else is on there? The mute. The deaf. Those, there are some people who, it's not that you don't have ears, it's just you don't want to hear. You only want to hear what you want to hear. Come on. Ladies, have you ever hollered at your husband and you know he's in the second room and he don't answer? You want to know why? We have a button. It's called the selective hearing button. And we know the tone of your voice that you want us to do something. Now, ladies, let me just, everybody say time out. I want to try to help your marriage here. I really do. How many of you ladies, and raise your hand, have ever hollered, "Hey, honey, come here." And your husband's response, while he's sitting on the couch, and that's when he gets caught sitting down there watching TV. It's like you got radar. "Honey, come here." And you're in the next room. And the biggest response from men before they get up is what? What do they say? "What do you want?" And your response is not, "I need you." Your response is what? "Well, come here." "What do you want?" "I just need you to come here a minute. Tell me what you want before I'm going to get up." "Well, just come here." We get up and come in there, and it's, which one do you think I ought to put in the soup, the cream corn or the regular corn?" You couldn't have said when I asked you from the couch, "What is it?" "Well, honey, do you want cream corn or regular corn in the soup?" "Cream will be fine, baby. We don't have to get up." Listen, ladies, give a little information before you get your man up. Come on, man, can I have a holy grunt? Come on, ladies, can I have a holy, whoo? Okay. Let's get back to that. That didn't cost you nothing. That's extra today. So that mute spirit has ears. Maimed. Some of us feel like we've been maimed by past relationships. We've been maimed by friends. We've been let down and betrayed by enemies. Excuse me, an enemy can't betray you. It's got to be somebody you know to betray you. An enemy never betrays you because they're an enemy. But anyway, whatever hurts you're going through, they brought all these things and laid them before Jesus, and Jesus began to heal them. Why? Because he spoke to them. "Be healed. I lay hands on you in the name of Jesus." Amen? Your sickness, your disease, your affliction, whatever it is, it's got ears and it's waiting to hear what you want to do with it. Stop entertaining it with words of welcome. Listen to me. Stop welcoming sickness into. I ain't saying deny it ain't there. It can be real. We live in a sick, fallen world. Diseases can get on you, but you don't have to allow and walk with that disease. Even though it may be there, it don't have you. Last time I got sick, somebody said, "It got on you, didn't it?" I said, "Yeah, it got on me, but it didn't get in me." Amen? There's a huge difference. I never received it. I kept rebuking it in the name of Jesus and doing everything with man I could, but ultimately God is my healer. Amen? All right, let's go. Matthew chapter 12, verse 22. "Then one was brought to him," again, Jesus, "who was demon-possessed, blind and mute, couldn't see or hear." Are you ready? "And he," Jesus, "did what?" Healed them. "So the blind and the mute man both spoke and saw." And I could stay right there and preach on that. My goodness. But let me give you just a little taste of this. This person could not see and could not hear. And when you think nobody's listening, listen to me. When you think nobody's paying attention to what I'm saying, nobody's listening, is it even getting through? This is a completely deaf person here that could not hear Jesus speak themselves, but yet when Jesus spoke, it made a difference. So don't ever quit speaking what Jesus speaks. I don't care if people look like they're listening or not. We can get up here like this while ago. Salvation, and y'all sit there like a nut on a log. Don't get excited about salvation. But do you think that's going to deter us from keep speaking on it? No. We're going to continue to get saved, get healed, get set free, get delivered in Jesus' name. Whether you like to act like you hear it or not, these words are going out. And words have life. Amen? So they brought the possessed man, the blind man, and the mute man, and he healed him. So the blind and the mute man both now began to speak and saw. Amen. Oof. So what has ears right now? Creation has ears. Sickness has ears. And here's one of my favorite ones. Go ahead and put it up. Well, everybody say demons. First of all, if you don't believe demons are real, I don't know what you think. They're as real as anything on planet Earth is. They're all throughout the Bible. Jesus dealt with them. We act like they ain't around today. And then you got the other people, they think of demons behind everything. Come on now, they're real. They're active in the earth. They are real. But they have no authority over any believer. Why? Because they have ears. Did you hear what I said? Demons have ears. They are very precise with their hearing, and when they hear the word of God, they understand it more than most. And they have to respond the way Jesus makes them and the Spirit makes them respond. If you have faith. Amen? Luke chapter 4, verse 33, or 33 through 35. Now watch this. Now in the synagogue, everybody say in the church. I think this is hilarious. In the church, there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon. Welcome to church, demon. Anybody get riled up on that? Did you bring your demon with you? Somebody said, yeah, I'm sitting next to him. Brought him right in here with me. Hope you can cast him out. No problem. So in church, there's unclean spirit. It would be an honor today to have demons in here. Now, some of y'all done sat back in your seat and paid a real good attention. Wouldn't that be awesome if the demon-possessed people started coming here? Absolutely. Get in here, get in this worship, get under the anointing of God, and that demon has to listen to praise and worship. That demon has to listen to the word of God. That demon wants to rear up, but it can't because there's too much faith and believing and anointing in this house for it to be having its way. And it has to sit there and then it has to go. And we get to watch somebody get set free. Absolutely. So let's not run from demons. Let's not chase them. But when we encounter them, just love Jesus so much that the anointing flows out of you around it, and it has to flee. Yeah. That's Bible. That's what Jesus did. Now, in the synagogue, there was a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us," so there was more than one demon, "let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us?" Then the demon says, "I know you, who you are, you're the Holy One of God." Demons recognize God's in the house more than a lot of Christians do. We come in, we got the weight of the world, we're thinking about lunch, we're thinking about this, we can't focus, and God is pouring out spirit upon blessing, and the house is filled with the glory of God, and you sit right there and let it go right by you, never paying attention, but the demon notices it. It's amazing. Demons notice, you're it. You're the Holy One of God. Hundreds of thousands of people go sit in a service a day and never acknowledge they were around the Holy One of God. Because they have no discernment of His presence. But yet, demons have a discernment because they hear. So let's move on, next verse. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, now watch this. be quiet, in other words, shut up, and come out of him. I know that's kind of anticlimactic there, because we're used to the Hollyweird version of deliverance. We're used to some Pentecostal form of deliverance. I hate to go there, but we need to see a show. We need to see some bucking and some snorting and some vomiting and some crying and some bobby pins flying, and we got to work something up over here, and we got to work some people out over here, and we got to do some calisthenics and all that. And again, that listen to me now, that can be sometimes involved. But if you go back to just the basics of what Jesus did, Jesus encountered during church a manifestation of demons, plural. And he just told him, said, listen, shut up and get out. And he went back to preaching. Guys, don't overcomplicate it. Demons have ears. They recognize the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to do the pony and dog show with it. One of the worst things I've seen, it just makes my, is in deliverance ministry. We'll spend hours upon this, and hours sometimes, and try to have deep theological arguments. Don't argue with a demon. You just do this. Shut up, and you're no longer in the need. Leave now in the name of Jesus. And they'll buck up and try to act like they don't want to leave, and you just don't put up with that crap. You have security escort them out. Well, Shane, I can put Shane on them. Bye, Felicia. Now, watch this. Be quiet and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown himself in their midst, it came out of him and did not hurt him. Why? Because the demon has ears. They heard the authoritative name of Jesus Christ. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Can I have a better amen there from the Church of the Living God? Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Let me give you another example. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. When evening had come, they brought him again, Jesus, many who were what? Many who were what? So it's real. This is yes. So it's real. Many who were demon-possessed, and he, Jesus, did something. He cast out the spirits, plural, with a word and healed all who were sick. This was the commonality of the ministry of Jesus Christ in the day. As he did it, so began to his disciples to doing it. Come on. Come on, church. I know we don't like to hear about this in church, but it's Bible, so we're going to preach it because we're a Bible-believing church. He did it. He trained his disciples to do it. His disciples trained the church to do it. The church got baptized in the Holy Ghost in the upper room. They have the same spirit inside them. We're supposed to be in the same image of Jesus with that same spirit. Demons are no problem for any born-again believer of Jesus Christ. Amen. You don't have to go to seminary, same difference. All you have to know is that that sucker's got ears, you got the word of Jesus, it trumps it every time. Amen. Every time. Amen? Amen? So how many excited that demons have ears today? Yeah. Hallelujah. So if the next time you have that demon oppression around you and that spirit of things, you speak to that mountain. Speak to that demonic force. Speak to the oppression. Speak to your depression. If you're in depression and anxiety and fear and introvert, extrovert, whatever, speak to it. Command it to go, not in your name, but in the name of Jesus. Why? Because they have ears. And when they hear you say things like, oh, this has always been in our family, well, they just march right on in. Oh, I can't get over this. They agree with you. Come on. It's just always been this way. That's right. We've been here for a long time. Come on. Don't agree with the enemy. Agree with God and speak to it. Now, yes, it will challenge your authority. It will challenge your authority. But you ain't in your authority is in the blood of Jesus. That's why we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word, our word, of our testimony of who Jesus is. Ugh, ain't got time to go into Demon 101 with you today. But anyway. Y'all got time for a couple of more? You better say yeah, because I got two more. So what all's got ears so far? Creation, sickness, demons. And here's a real good one. I love this one. Go ahead and put it up. Death has ears. Woo! Somebody say, death has ears? Oh, you better believe it does. Because all this other stuff of what I've told you about is trying to get you to one place, dead. Now, I'm talking two kinds of dead here. I'm talking physical dead, and I'm talking spiritually dead. Until we can be physically dead, walking on the earth, Satan and all his cohorts want you spiritually dead. But death has ears. Can I have a better amen there?
Amen.
Now, this first scripture, don't put it up yet, is found in Luke chapter 7. Go ahead and write that down. Jesus is on the way to the next town, and he comes in kind of, I think, at a side angle. That's not biblical, but I'm thinking a side angle. And he walks right up in the middle of a funeral procession. And they are toting this widow's son in the casket to go bury. Somebody say, dead, dead. You are dead, dead when you are in the casket fixing to be put in the ground. And it's a widow's son, and they are toting, and Jesus runs into it and decides to speak to that death. Somebody say, is that in the Bible? Luke chapter 7, verse 14 and 15. Then he, talking about Jesus, came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him, the dead boy, stood still. And he, Jesus, said. Why would he say it? Because death has ears. He spoke to death in that casket, in that coffin. Young man, I say to you, arise. Next verse. So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented this little boy back to his mother. And I wish they would have wrote what the crowd done. Some ran and fled, some were passed out, and others were standing there like. Can you get that picture? You're on your way to bury your little kid. Jesus just happens to be by, this happens, and says, I'm going to speak to that death in that casket. Boy, rise up. And that rascal sets up and begins to speak. I bet they didn't have no problem with revival at church the next Sunday. You raise a few people from the dead, you'll have all the revival you can stand. Come on. But you raise somebody from death to life without them physically dying, but you bring them out of hell and you put them in heaven through salvation, and the church just sits there and goes, well, that's real nice. Let me just give out a little bit of a golf clap. And then, of course, you're real familiar with John chapter 11, verse 43, Lazarus. Amen. Lazarus is dead. I'm going to go King James on you, and he stinketh. Jesus was late, didn't even come to the funeral, didn't come to the view, and he didn't come to the funeral. He rose up 3 days afterwards, goes up to the tomb. Now, when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice. You know, y'all know this is like, Lazarus, come forth. Next verse. And he who had died came out, bound hands and foot with grave cloths, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, those watching this, now loose him and let him go. There's a double portion meaning here. Somebody can hear and have a response, but somebody needs to come up when you hear, partner with you, and help loose you to the words you just heard. Some of you may be in the grave clothes. Some of you are the bystanders. You need to start working together. Because too many people will come into a service, hear a word, and walk out there all by themselves and try to make it happen. You are not going to do it all by yourself. You need one another. And you need some grave clothes removing friends. Amen?
Amen.
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 You need that person. You need what they call that 3, 4 a.m. friend. That you can call no matter what time it is, and they say, I'm coming. Not too many people has that in their lives. So, creation has ears, sickness has ears, demons have ears, and death has ears. And here's where I want to get to. Number 5, the church is supposed to have ears. And all these others, there's no doubt, It has ears. And I did not misword this right. The church is supposed to have the ear to God. But I have to put the word supposed to, because if we had our ear to God, our nation and our whole world would look different right now. Where all these other things, when they recognize Jesus, they immediately come into submission to the Word of God. We are the only creatures alive that has the physical ears with the free will to do whatever we want to with Jesus' Word. But we are supposed to hear the Word, receive the Word, activate the Word, and process that Word in us and to and through others. There's seven churches in the book of Revelation that Jesus wrote letters to. And I haven't studied this all the way out, but only three of them got a word. The rest of them got the same command without any kind of word on it. And they're in order. The first three got a word and then got some stuff to go with it. Now, all of them got, I have this against you. You say you're this, but I see you like this. All right? So he comes in and says, I see what's going wrong. But if you have ears to hear, I'll fix it. If you have ears to hear. Everything else, all of creation, death, sickness, disease, demons, all recognize and have to submit to God's word. Have to. You and I are the only creatures on earth that get to choose to. The church of Thyatira, the church of Sardis and the church of Philadelphia, and however you want to say this, Laodiceans, Laodiceans, Laodicea, whatever you want to pronounce it. Here's what every one of them got this right here. And this is Jesus speaking. He said to these churches, those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The Spirit of God, drop that down just a minute. The Spirit of God says, I'm speaking to the church. Now, it's not talking about the plywood and the wood and the sheet metal and and all that, the carpet. You and I are his church. And it says not just anything is speaking to us. It's not Congress speaking to us, although they wish they could take the place of God. And they've tried, God knows that. It's not a CEO, Elon Musk, or Jeff Bezos. It is not Beyonce. It's not Harry Styles. It's not, who's some famous actor right now? I don't even know. Who? Wait a minute. Thus saith the Lord. I see thee and I say, no, I thought that was speaking in tongues. All right, say it real slow. I'm kidding.
Ariana Grande.
Her mother must have hated her. Is it a her? Ariana Grande. Lord bless that child. It ain't the movie stars. It ain't someone you pay extraordinary amount of money to watch them rip you off. It says what is wanting to speak into the church is the Spirit of the living God. And he speaks through his word. He speaks through worship. He speaks through the preaching and teaching. He speaks through the witness of anyone. It's the Spirit of God. But he says, my church has to have ears to hear it. And now I want to focus on, before we get out of here, the first three churches. It's the church of Ephesus, Samaria, and Pergamos. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Go ahead and put that up now, please. Now again, Jesus written in red. He who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, plural. To him who overcomes, I, the Lord God Almighty, the Spirit of God, will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Did you hear that? But don't get excited. You just get to eat in the middle of the paradise of God. If you got ears to hear. Then he goes on to the next church in Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And then he says this, he who what? Overcome shall not be hurt by the second death. What's the second death? The second death is going to hell. There's a physical death here, and then determines your eternity. And if you get told, depart from me, I never knew you, that's real death. That's a death that's an eternal damnation in hell. But those who have ears, see, it's not just about those who have ears, let them hear. It's, and he follows up, I love it, and to those who overcome. What does that mean? That means those that had ears fight a battle, they win, and now they get the reward. Because they heard, they activated against the enemy that wants to destroy the truth, that wants to destroy their way of life, that have come in with all this radical leftism stuff. They'll come in with every kind of, what about this? What about this? What about this? What about the dinosaurs? I don't give a rip about a dinosaur. I don't care two squats about a dinosaur. A dinosaur is not going to send me to hell. Unless I believe in a dinosaur more than I believe in God. But what about this? What about this? What about Jesus Christ? What about a man that would die for you, raise from the dead from you, love you so much, love you past your sin, and you can't even stop sinning on purpose? You know you do stuff against God's will, but yet, oh, I'm Christian. That ain't overcoming. That's succumbing to. You've succumbed to a worldly system even found inside the church. Why? Because it justifies your feelings. It justifies my feelings. And somebody put those feelings into you that was not of God. So check who you've hung around with and see how your feelings and where your feelings came from, and check where faith comes from. Faith comes from the Word of God. Feelings come from mixed up people warping the Word of God. And try to drag you into secularism and New Ageism and Scientology and all this demonic crap. It's taking our young people and just warping their minds. It's taking our older people and it's done warp some of y'all. The last one, Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Again, to him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. Whew, we're going to eat. And I will give him a white stone. And on that stone, a new name written, which no man knows except him who receives it. All of us worried about taking the mark of the beast. You can't put the mark of the beast when you got Jesus written on your forehead. That's kind of like a half shout. Huh? Do you know that God says he's going to write his name on your forehead? Everybody knows about the mark of the beast, but I'm serious. A lot of people don't know that when it's going to come a point, God's going to write his name on your head. That's mine. I'm going to mark him. Amen? Amen? Read your Bible. It'll bless you. Come on out. I want to go back to the church of Laodicea. This was a church that was called the lukewarm church. You're neither hot and you're not cold. You're stuck between secularism and religion. Right. Let me say it again. You're stuck between a secular worldview and a religious worldview, which religion is secular at its core. Amen. Let me say that again. Religion at its core is still secular. Yes. Because you can be religious about your feelings. Yes. But when you come to understand that Jesus... Again, and I know I'm keep harping on this, didn't come and establish a single religion. Again, y'all know it. Most of y'all been here long enough, you know it. Because I've stumped many of really smart people. What religion was Jesus? Well, he was Jewish. Well, he was a Jew. He was. He didn't stay a Jew. He was born one. Well, I mean, you know, he started Christianity. No, he didn't start Christianity. He didn't come to establish Christianity. Well, then tell me, Mr. Smart, what did he come to establish? It's all through the New Testament. The kingdom of God. He didn't come to start a religion. He came to start a kingdom. He came to bring a kingdom back. And see, that's why it don't matter. You can be religious and still be lukewarm. And that's the problem we're having with the church today. We want to be religious, but we're lukewarm even with our religion. Because our religion is tied up in secularism, which is about what we feel about it. Doesn't matter how you feel. I love everybody. But the reason I preach against homosexuality is because it's a perversion according to the God's word. I don't hate them people. I preach against fornication. That's sexual relationships between a man and a woman before marriage. Why do I preach against that? Because it's in his kingdom. Do I hate those people that do that? No. Don't hate them. But I want to tell them the truth because I love them. But see, when you base it off your feelings, religion will say, well, it's okay because love wins. Well, no, the love of God wins in the kingdom. And if you're in his kingdom, you're not going to want to do anything outside the kingdom rule. Why would you say I'm part of God's kingdom and not obey the king? You want to know why? Because you only have ears to hear what you want to hear. And you'll find a, listen to me. Here's what I'm saying. You will find a religion or a group of people who will tell you what you want to hear everywhere you go. You'll find that, no problem. And you'll fit in there and they will make you feel welcome. Come on in and join the sin. But I'm going to tell you, sin is sin. I don't care who it is, what color they are, what nation. It doesn't matter. Sin is sin. But I got good news for you. God's God. And he's God over every color. He's God over every race. He's God over every territory. He's God over every person that will surrender themselves and get an ear to hear what thus saith the Lord. And then when you're challenged by all this secular junk and all this doctrinal crap, then you can overcome it by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony of God. Why? Because you've got ears that heard the truth. And you had to put your little feelings aside and go with the truth of God's word. Somebody say, imagine that. Stand to your feet. I got one more thing that's got ears. Ask your neighbor, do you have ears to hear this morning? Now, see, I would have took that chance, looked at somebody and go, huh? But anyway, that's just me. I'm kind of, you know, got that mentality. In Revelations, don't put it up yet. In Revelations chapter 3, Jesus says something that I think, make sure your ears are perked up. I just want you to close your eyes. You ain't got to bow your head. Just close your eyes where you're honed in on listening right now. These are the words of Jesus Christ to every person on planet Earth. This came out of that church that he says, you're lukewarm. You've lost your first love. You're not hot, and I'll spew you out. But I want you to come back. And then he says this amazing thing for every ear to hear. Shut your eyes. Revelations 3:20. Words of Jesus, he says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Can you hear it? If any lukewarm Christian, if any religious person, if any hurt person, if any deceived person, if any prideful person, if any thief, if any murderer, if any rapist, if any abortionist, if any criminal, if any liar, if any gossiper, if any offended person, if any Satanist, secularist, any homosexual, any transgender, anyone on death row, anyone in prison, anyone in church, anyone married, anyone committing fornication or adultery, anyone angry at God, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, I will come in to him and I will dine with him and he with me. Can your ears hear the call of God? Just give yourself a few seconds to listen. What is the Spirit saying to you right now? He's speaking. I promise you, he's speaking. Come back. Come back. Some of you, he just may simply be saying, come to me. You've never known me. You've known all this other stuff, but you've never known me. Come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden. He says, and I'll give you the rest you've been looking for. So every head bow now. If you're here this morning and you've heard that knock and you've never opened your life to Christ ever, you've never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you know he's speaking to you right now. Nobody's got to convince you. I don't have to preach anything else. You know you're hearing the knock. Whether you're here, whether you're watching live or watching it later, it's time for you to open up and say, I want Jesus. Let him in. If that's you this morning and you want to surrender your life to Christ, you will not join church today. You will not become religious today at all. But what you will be is you'll be saved and you'll be forgiven of your past sins. Anybody in here, just lift your hand and say, today's my day to open the door. Anyone? Anyone? Yes, sir, right there. Come on. Man, yeah. Yeah. Woo! Today's my day, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Anyone else? Sir, I like the way you throw that hand up, too. It wasn't no doubt. It wasn't no half-cocked Judy. It was all the way up. Anyone else? How many of us would be like the church here at Laodicea? We've kind of been lukewarm. We've heard the Word of God. We've heard the Word of God so much we can quote the Word of God. It's come in one ear and right out the other, though. But you're ready to make a conscious effort today to say, I know the Spirit's speaking. And today I want a holy anointing, not just to hear the Word, but start doing the Word in my life, in my marriage, in my kids, kids to your parents to honor them, in your school, on your campus, in your workplace. I don't want to be a lukewarm Christian anymore. God put these ears on me for a purpose. If creation and sickness and disease and demons and death has ears and they obey the Word of God, how much more should I, who Jesus Christ came and died, and I've heard that Word and I believe that Word. I know Jesus died for me. I've heard it, I believe it. How much more should I keep hearing it and keep believing it? And keep responding to the more Word God gives me. Can your ears hear that call to a deeper relationship today? If you're hearing a call to a deeper relationship with God, just throw your hands up. And mine are the first ones I hope that went up. I ain't looking around either. Now I'm looking, but anyway. Father, thank you for every heart, every hand that went up today. And we're going to pray together the salvation prayer. For that man that lifted that hand, thank you again in the name of Jesus. And understand something, you lifted your hand not to man's request, but to God's request. So we're going to pray with you as a church family. So come on, let's pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, I come. I can't save myself, but I believe today because I heard you say it. You saved me. You sent your son to die for me. And he died, and he rose from the dead, and Jesus Christ is alive for me right now. He planned this moment of my life. I recognize my sins are many, but I realize today Jesus took them. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me clean right now, Holy Spirit. Today, I acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. And I surrender my life to you, Jesus. Come into my heart for the rest of my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. And I will live for you the rest of my life. Guide me, Holy Spirit. I am now a born again man of God. Hallelujah. Today, I'm a new Christian. Something I've never been before. So Holy Spirit, walk me through this. All for the glory of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty, 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 mighty name. Amen. Come on, give me praise in this house. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Well, don't ever take this for granted. Don't ever let your ears get tired of hearing somebody pray a salvation prayer. Amen. In just a few moments, our prayer team's going to be up here. If you raised your hand for any of it, whether it was a salvation or you're ready to go deeper, our prayer team wants to pray and encourage you. Did you hear that? So you heard that there's going to be prayer for you. For anything, sick, whatever, concerned about something, these people love to pray. Amen? So when we pray, at the end of the prayer, when we dismiss over tithes and offerings, everybody say yay. If you're here for the first time, you don't give to Journey Church, you give back to your home church. We're honored you're here for whatever reason. Hope you come back unless you're committed to your church. Okay, but you don't give here. This is for this body to give here. Amen? So we're going to bless the tithe, and this prayer time is going to be open. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to pray for and come get encouragement. And the one, especially the one that raised your hand, we got a gift we want to give you. So let's pray. Father, thank you. Come on, can we give thanks, church? Give thank you, Lord. That creation has ears. Sickness has ears. Demons have ears. Death has ears. And today your church has ears. And we want to hear what the Spirit is saying, where we can overcome the world by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Say this with me. Say, I bless the tithe. It's yours, tithe. I get the honor of giving it today. Bless the 90% that you allow me to keep. Favor over it. And good stewardship under my leadership. Thank you for blessing me, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Come on, I love you, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. Come on, one more time. Hallelujah.
Thank you for watching or listening to the Journey Church Message Replay. Be sure to hit the like and share buttons below to help us spread this message. We would love to connect with you. Leave us a comment, or for more in-depth conversations about what you just heard, you can contact us by clicking the email link in the notes below. And be sure to check us out online and on social media just by searching Journey Church Eva. Now that you have been empowered by God's Word, go make a difference in your world today.